Social Security cases make a lot more sense when you boil them down to individual cases and talk about real people who are dealing with real problems. Today I'm going to talk about a man in Syracuse, New York, whose Social Security case took years in spite of the fact that he'd broken his skull in six places. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. I've talked a lot about people, individual people, and their Social Security disability cases. Statistics can only tell you so much. And when you talk about numbers of people denied, it doesn't mean as much, in my opinion, unless you can talk about particular people who are dealing with things and the stuff that they've had to suffer and the ways that they've endured and been able to get Social Security disability. NOSCR, you've heard me talk about, the National Organization of Social Security's Claims Representatives, puts out a lot of good stories from across the country and discusses various things that people are having to deal with. And there's some commonalities there. The main one is that people have to wait a really long time. One man in particular is mentioned in this article that I read on the NOSCR website from Syracuse, New York. The man's name is Jamie Krause. He broke his skull in six places, and it took him 2 years to get a Social Security disability hearing. Now, this is after being denied multiple times over the course of several months. Syracuse has some of the longest wait times in the country. And a lot of that, I think, is because there are just a lot of people up there, and there are a lot of industries that no longer exist. It's a part of New York that has lost a lot of industry over the years. A lot of manufacturing has gone to other countries, and things are increasingly more automated, so it's harder for people to have jobs. But on a national basis, and you've heard me say this before, 80% of people are denied initially. That's a very staggering number, just 80%. And that's not because they necessarily have a bad case. A lot of the time, people have not worked enough or paid in enough to the system, and they have some minimal amount of resources that keeps them from getting SSI, which is Supplemental Security Income, or the needs-based form of Social Security disability. A lot of the time, they just don't get the medical records in that prove disability, or the people that review them don't understand enough about the medical issues to be able to make an accurate determination. So Social Security is notorious for not getting the evidence, and it's difficult to get it to them because sometimes it's unclear whether or not they want paper records, if they want things faxed, if they want things uploaded electronically. Sometimes you can upload things electronically, other times you can't. Sometimes the rules change. There's just a myriad of rules that you have to deal with, and there's a lot of lack of clarity that exists, and it makes it really hard if you're a lawyer. I can't even imagine what it's like if you're not a lawyer. With respect to Syracuse, it has one of the longest wait times in the country. From the time you apply for a hearing, which is, as I've mentioned before, months and months after you've been denied multiple times, till the time you actually get a hearing, it takes 19 months. And sometimes, on average, sometimes it can take up to 6 months to get any kind of a decision, sometimes even longer than that. Now, let's say you fight through all of this. You get a hearing. Less than 40% of all disability cases ultimately prevail. You mean only less than 40% of people actually win the case. It is taking longer and longer to get hearings and to get a case resolved, and less people are being paid out. From 2010 to 2018, 9% of the Social Security budget was cut. So you can see how that would slow things up dramatically. So they're shorter staffed, and it is ballooned the time that it takes to get a Social Security disability hearing. Fortunately, Congress did pass, as part of one of its budgets in 2018, a $480 million increase for funding for Social Security, and that has somewhat limited the wait time. I've seen my cases; the wait time has decreased. Fortunately. For my clients, and Congress has also re-upped that another $40 million to $520 million for 2019. So that is helpful. for these cases. In Syracuse in particular, it has reduced the time of the number of cases that are pending from 10,000 down to about 7,300. So that's a dramatic increase, or decrease, I'm sorry, in 1 year. One of the things that is in this article that I think is a very staggering and sobering statistic is that 7,360 people died in 2017 waiting for a disability hearing. That is unbelievable that many people have died. Now, it's unclear to me what the situation it was with those people, sort of how serious their situation was. Obviously, it's pretty serious that they died, but I don't know to what extent lack of access to health care made a difference. I would imagine that's probably a very it was a very significant factor. So it's just really really hard to believe that people are dealing with that type of situation. Now, let's say you're able to get disability, you get maybe $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in back pay. Well, that money's going to have to last you a really long time. And money goes away very quickly. If you have a family, you certainly know that. And if you aren't bringing money in, money that you may have gotten, in spite of the amount, if it's $10,000, $20,000, that money can run out very quickly, a lot more quickly than you think. The average Social Security disability payout per month is $1,197 nationally. That is not nearly enough money, obviously, to support yourself, let alone a family. That is below the poverty line. So it is not any type of lottery. It is not a good situation. It is a very, very difficult way to eke out an existence. There are right now 8.6 million people getting Social Security disability. That has increased six times since 1970. So it's a six-time increase, and that's a lot of it as the baby boomers are getting older. People don't have the access to health care that they did before. The health care is not as good. So people are getting older and sicker, and this is a problem that's going to continue to occur. There is a school of thought out there that you should not agree to a video hearing because it just doesn't play as well. If you're in front of a judge that's 800 miles away, that you should basically just say, I want a hearing in front of a judge, a live hearing where they can see me. I'm unclear on that. Some of the judges I've had for video hearings have been pretty good. So it's really hard to say. One other person that is talked about in this article that I read about Syracuse, a man named David, and he had had two heart attacks, was 63 years old, had had spinal stenosis when he was younger, he can't handle stress due to psychiatric issues, and can't stand or sit for very long. So he was having a really hard time. Ultimately, he got his benefits, but it took him years to get it. I mean, and he's 63, so he's, retirement age. So he gets into that whole debate about whether or not he should take early retirement, which is something that comes up frequently. My clients ask about that. And that is a question, and it's really, just depends on what your philosophy is about whether or not you want to take a reduction in the amount of money you're getting. Whether or not the money now is worth more to you than a little bit more money later. I think money now is probably worth more to you than money in the future, based on the present value of money, is going to be greater than what you would get later on. The theory is that you can use that money and buy things, or you could invest it. But that's more of a theoretical, issue than anything else. The long and short of all of this is, regardless of where you are nationally, the wait is really long. These cases are tough. It is a dehumanizing process. It is a very technical process, and it is not something that should be done alone. It is very much an area that is specialized in the sense that lawyers deal with this on a regular basis. Obviously, to say you're specialized means you need to taken an exam and pass a special certification. So that's a little bit of a term of art. But lawyers that do this on a regular basis really need to be able to handle these cases in an effective manner, or their clients aren't going to win because the cases are just too difficult to deal with if you don't have a lot of expertise in this particular area. So thank you for listening. I look forward to doing another episode. If you like this show, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. I'm Michael Wells. This is Legal Fact and Fiction.